Welcome to Dare to Innovate. I'm Andrew Taylor. I'm here today with two new guests, one being Amanda Harrington, our Director of Product Marketing, and Nicola Whiting, our Vice President and General Manager of our Endeavor business unit out of Edinburgh. Thank you both for joining me today. I'm really excited about our conversation around mobility trends and continuing that. Today, we're going to focus on sustainability in mobility, and specifically how do organizations support sustainability, and what are the thoughts that they should be having. So, you know, I wanted to start with kind of the high level topic of sustainability, specifically in it has benefits in multiple different ways. And so when we think about sustainability, and Nicola, we'll go ahead and start with you. What are the things that corporations should be thinking about? It's not just about being green. There's also benefits that are to be had across the board. So why don't you go ahead and get started, Nicola?
There's probably two primary areas that I think about when I think about sustainability. The first one is actually around cost savings for the corporate environment itself. So if I can make a mobile asset last longer, maybe through an initial more expensive purchase, then that has a positive impact both on sustainability, but actually not in my overall cost to manage the service as a whole. And I think the other thing is, again, if it can last longer, I can reduce waste. I can reduce the number of devices that I'm having to recycle, the number of devices I have to destroy each year because they've either been damaged or broken. So for me, it's the ability to consider both sides of the coin. What can I save the business? And what can I do to drive sustainability in a more holistic way as well, Andrew?
Very interesting. You know, Amanda, the one thing that I always think about and when it comes to mobility is obviously engaging the employee is the number one thing you have to do anything in a program, whether that be ordering or whatever it is, the employee has to be engaged. In the current environment we're in, you know, most people care about the environment. Most people are very focused upon that. What's the number one thing you have to do to engage the employee throughout this process to get them engaged in sustainability?
That's a great question, Andrew. So it's really important during a sustainability program, especially when you first initiate the program, that you have an internal marketing campaign that you're teaching the employees and just letting the employees know, here's what we're doing, here's why we're doing it, here's what the impact is to the earth, to the business, but also here's where you come into that impact and how you can impact as an individual. So I think it's important to really have that messaging be solid and to be right there in the onboarding process for a new employee. And then they have the expectation and they're a part of that program throughout their employment at that company. And they understand that from beginning to end of their employment, that they are part of this recycling program. So whether it's recycling devices that they need to be replaced or upgraded, and then also at the end of their employment during the offboarding when they go to leave, they understand that returning that device, it's not just for collecting the data, bringing it back for security purposes, but it's also making sure that phone and the materials within that phone go back into the recycling cycle.
Yeah, and you kind of touched on a little bit, Amanda, in terms of the, you know, let's say the offboarding experience. And I'm not sure if it's offboarding, it's really the change of device experience and the potentials there. So, you know, Nicola, when we think about, you know, a process, and a lot of times I'm guilty of this, I'm sure many other people are guilty of this, is we get a new device, we mean to do something with it, recycle it, reuse it, things like that. In generality, I probably have six devices sitting in my drawer right now. How do we make it simple for employees to engage in a recycling program to get the benefits that you mentioned earlier on?
I think it's important to be seamless. So, you know, as you ship a brand new device out to somebody, you give them an immediate mechanism to return the current device that they have. So make it a single event so that you're not getting a the onus on the employee to find a mechanism to return it, that you facilitate that mechanism. And it can be simple as you ship a new device and include a returns box, and the courier that drops the new device off takes the old one away, and you've made it really, really straightforward. Or have clear, defined drop-off points throughout your organisation where they can return devices. And that isn't necessarily just a mobile phone. It could be their iPad, but equally it could be a laptop. Because I bet there's employees out there who have laptops that could be reused, etc. So have drop-off points that are clearly signposted throughout your office environment. Have return processes, or have arrangements with third parties. And you can drop them in somewhere other than one of your physical locations as well. And I think the other thing that's important is, to Amanda's earlier point, is being clear in the guidelines about when a device is returned. We're seeing more and more organisations moving towards what would it typically be, you get a new device every 24 months. We're seeing a trend of people moving that out to you get a new device every 30 months. So we're actually looking at like this extension of a device's life. And then we're saying, well, in that period of time, here's how you get your device repaired. Here's how you get your battery replaced. So actually emphasising the point that it's not a throwaway event. There's actually a repair opportunity out there for you as well. So don't always just assume you get a new one. Can you fix what you've already got?
Well, I think what's really interesting about this, as we extend out lifetimes of devices, and devices are becoming more expensive, more complicated, more powerful in what it is we're also engaging with the employee traditionally less in that process. If, you know, once every 24 months to once every 30 or 36 months, you know, people forget during the time frame. You know, Amanda, I know you mentioned it's very important up front to communicate with them, but how do we, you know, with somebody that's going to engage in the change of a device every 30 months, to expect them to remember what's happened up front and communicated to them when they onboarded is probably not going to happen. So what are the ways that you think about continuous communication?
I think it's really important to have engagement throughout the whole entire process. So on a certain cadence, you should be letting them know that this program still exists, they're still a part of this program. Get them excited about it. Continue to get them excited about it throughout the whole process. Whether it's through push notifications, whether it's reminding them about maybe the end of their device life cycle and getting them excited about the next one, and then their impact, you know, throughout that whole process. So whether it's a dashboard within a mobility portal that tells them their environmental impact, how many gallons of water that they're saving, how many, you know, pounds of precious metal that they're keeping out of, you know, the garbage and out of landfills. So being able to make it relatable and also make it so the individual knows what their impact is, and then also making sure that they have a counter or they have a timeline, they understand, and that they're regularly reminded of that program.
Got it. So Nicola, final question here, and one that really aligns with our Dare to Innovate conversation, and that would be tax incentives. You know, when we begin to look at, there are a lot of benefits for recycling. We talked about cost savings up front, but there are some benefits around tax incentives that are out there. You know, how do people best take advantage of that? How do they best understand what's available within their country, region, you know, state, province, whatever that may be out there? What are your thoughts around that?
I think there's lots of different ways you can get to that same end goal. I think working with a specialist company who's got that focal point around enabling to drive that and actually just making it part of your programme. So if you can work with a single source vendor who will look at the offboarding of devices, destruction of devices, all as part of a single strategy will enable you to drive your ability to take advantage of tax incentives. They change all the time. They ebb and flow. They change often in line with what a specific government is trying to achieve and the goals that they have at any moment in time. So it's also being able to keep up to date with those and consider those against your device policies. consider that against your overarching mobility strategy, and actually work closely with some of the expert bodies to make sure that you can see the changes coming in advance, so nothing's a surprise, so you don't get caught short where you'd banked on an incentive plan only to find out it runs out in 3 months and you would have made a different decision as well.
Well, Amanda and Nicola, thank you guys so much for joining me on this session of Dare to Innovate. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.
Stay on top of the conversation. Like and subscribe to our channel to get notified when our newest episodes release. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Dare to Innovate.